Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. It has been a minute since I recorded, and man, did I miss it. I get in these seasons where I am just go, 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 and then I have to rest. And so after Sedona, which if you listen to the last episode, I'll put it in the show notes, it was an amazing experience in Sedona. And I was on such a high after Sedona that I needed to kind of come back down to reality and reset myself and get back into the groove. And then, of course, life starts lifing, and it's been a couple weeks. But I'm back, and I am so excited for today's episode. Now, I didn't forget that in the last episode I said I would make Sedona a three-part episode situation, and I'm still down for that. I did record two other episodes about Sedona, but I am really feeling today's episode, so I had to get it out. I didn't want to waste another second. You know, when the spirit moves me, I gotta get moving. So that's what this episode is all about. It's called The Goals is Sexy, but the work, that's another story. So let me break it down for you. We are all obsessed with vision boards and the dream house, with the booked out business and getting on stages, writing bestsellers, 10K months. That's all very sexy. Now, I say we, but I also mean me in that equation there. And so I've realized I've been doing a lot of posting about how much awesomeness is happening in my world, for myself, for my clients. I mean, the progress my clients are making in their business and in their lives are absolutely ridiculous. I've got two right now specifically that have just signed the highest amount client-wise that they've ever signed before. One of them was actually her first client, and it was $10,000. I am so proud of the work I do with women that obviously I want to shout it from the rooftops. I'm proud of the work I do with myself. But with all the celebration that, of course, I'm also obsessed with, I think sometimes we forget to talk about the not so sexy parts. And that's what I really want to dive into today, because there's something else I'm working on that I'm going to share with you that is 100% not sexy. So I want to talk a little bit about the unglamorous, the unfiltered, the unsexy work that actually gets us, that has gotten me to where I am today and to where we're going to go in the future. I want to talk about consistency, discipline over hype, and how we can fall in love with the work that needs to get done in order to get to where we're going. Because not only do we forget that sometimes, but I think we're so focused on the end result, we don't often see everything that it takes to get there. When I think of this, I often think of that picture that we see everywhere of the iceberg, and the top of it is red carpets or this, that, and the other, $1,000, $1,000,000, all the things. But underneath is the bigger part of the ice. It's the work, the sweat, all that good stuff that goes into it, right? Or you can kind of picture a duck where it's smooth and cool and awesome and beautiful on top, and on the bottom, it's like, blah, 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 the legs are going crazy. The point is, the work is not sexy, but it still needs to get done, and we can make it sexy. So let's talk a little bit. I want to share a little bit about what I'm working on personally and what brought me to this conversation with myself and now with you. I have, because honestly, like, a lot of great things are happening, but I also want to share the realities. There are a lot of goals I do not hit. There's one I've been working on since 2021, and I've tried and failed 15 times. I'm not even making that number up. I actually had to go back in my phone and like do the math. I have tried this one thing that I've always wanted to do. I know I need it. I know it'll work. And I know at the end of it, it'll be amazing. But I think those last, actually, I'm on my 15th try. So technically, I tried and failed 14 times. But the difference between times 1 through 14, and this one feels different. And I wanted to figure out what the difference was. And what I realized is those other 14 times, I only focused on the goal, like what it would be like at the end, how great it would be to say and to post and to share what I've done. I never actually focused on all of the not so sexiness that would go into it. Now, I haven't told you what it actually is. And if anyone is trying to guess, you may get it. I feel like I've mentioned it throughout from 2021 until now. That's 4 years of trying to hit this goal. And I've been hitting goals like crazy lately, right? Like I'm the last couple of years have been fantastic. But this one goal I couldn't seem to achieve, and I couldn't figure out why. And I think I figured it out. And I think that's why it's actually going well so far. So you're going to laugh. I am doing 75 hard again. Ugh, I know. Some of you probably are turning off the podcast now like, ugh, you're one of those. No, thank you. Goodbye. Here's the thing. I need more discipline in my life. And it's not about the weight loss. You know, I've been on a journey of releasing weight. I'm doing great with it. I gained a little bit back over the winter. It happens. And spring is here. And I wanted something to keep me on track. But I like big, scary, who does she think she is type goals. And I did it with the Tough Mudder. I've done it with running races. I've done it with getting on stages. I've done it in my business and I've done it in my personal life. And I haven't done a personal big stretch thing in quite some time. Releasing the weight last year was fantastic. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a crazy amount. It took me a whole year to do it and I did it gradually. That's nice. That wasn't a stretch. I'm not doing it for the weight loss. I'd like to get some abs at some point. But the reason I'm doing 75 hard is for the discipline more so than anything else, because I've realized in 2024 when the Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn book was released, I realized that when I do things that I think are big and almost impossible and almost like a pipe dream, ridiculous amounts of magic happens after. It happened with my Tough Mudders. That seemed ridiculous. Like I've been an athlete my whole high school and college career, but I have been more of a on the sidelines kind of cheerleader since then. And so I wanted to get, you know, my athlete back, and I did Tough Mudder not only once, I've done it twice. And every time I do it, I feel proud of myself. And I know what the same thing happened when I wrote the book. And I felt so proud of myself that I did it. And, you know, I feel amazing when cool things happen, like, you know, I'm recording Audible, or I get interviewed on a big podcast, or I get asked to speak on a big stage, or meet Jack Canfield and speak on stage with him. Like, those things are amazing, but there's something different about keeping a promise to yourself. Like, I didn't promise myself I would write a book with Jack Canfield. That just happened, and it was amazing. I did promise myself to write the Own Your Awesome book and become a bestseller. I did promise myself that I would be in the best shape of my life. And so, like, during this, actually, by the time I hit 45, which I just hit this month. So, happy birthday to me. So, so I know there's a difference when I keep a promise to myself and what happens afterwards versus celebrating big, cool business successes. Like, there's a difference. There's a deep internal, at my core, pride in keeping that promise and doing the work. And so that's the difference, I think, with why I'm doing it this time and I'll be successful versus why the other times I haven't. Because I was so focused on the coolness of what it would look like to say I did, right? To check the box almost. And this time I'm more focused on the process and what that's going to do for me. I don't even care about getting that t-shirt or whatever you get at the end. I actually don't even know what you get. I think it's a t-shirt. I don't care about posting in the Facebook groups and telling everybody, ooh, I'm on day whatever. I'm on day 3, by the way. Don't get too excited. But like I said, it feels different. Like, I mostly care about the little wins that I am achieving every day. The food prep, the going for the walk when I don't feel like it, the getting out of bed when I feel so comfortable and I'm still really tired. I haven't had coffee in 3 days. I mean, come on, people. Like, I mean, I'm typically made out of Red Bull and coffee. I don't know how I haven't had a coffee in 3 days. But for me, there is a sense of pride, not only at the end of 75 days, it's at the end of every day. When I drink the gallon of water and I check the box, I feel like a freaking rock star. When I do my second workout of the day and my kid's not even home from school yet, I feel like a freaking rock star. There are so many things that I've learned in the last 3 days about what it takes to be successful, what it takes to hit the big sexy goals, and none of them have been super sexy. The reason this is going to be different for me is because I'm focused on the process, the work. I understand what's going to go in to achieving this goal, and I'm bought into it. I'm okay with the blisters I'm about to get on my feet. I'm okay with the earlier mornings because I already do early. I'm okay with maybe getting a little less sleep on certain days because we've got basketball or I'm traveling to get up to do the work. I'm okay with not watching TV anymore. And if you know me, I love me some Big Bang Theory and I have a really hard time not getting it in daily. I'm okay without eating gluten. I know it's such a struggle, but it's what my body needs. I'm okay with the inconvenience. And that's the biggest thing. I'm actually this time around excited for the challenge of the inconvenience. Isn't that freaking crazy? That's the difference. That's not the cute, let's put it on the, I never put on my vision board, be inconvenienced, blisters, no TV, no coffee. Like, I've never put that shit on my vision board. Have you? Because if you have, I'd love to know it. But that's the difference. It's beyond the vision that I have. It is the acceptance and the buy-in and the, oddly enough, the excitement about the process. I am 100% certain at some point I'm going to get pissed off and not want to work out, but I'm going to have to do it anyway. And that alone, that decision to actually do the thing anyway, that is what's going to change my life. It's going to change my life, my career, my business, all the things. I have done 75 hard 14 times. I've lasted 0 days and I've lasted up to 62 days. Oh my God. Can you imagine going 62 days and not finishing? Talk about disappointment. Oh my God. That was a medical thing, but it is what it is. I am so close to achieving this goal and I'm only on day 3 and I already feel that it's changing me at my core. Oh my gosh. So here's the thing. So many of us want the result, but we don't actually want or see and plan for the work. And it's time to change that. If you feel some type of way about what I'm saying, 100% this message is for you. And if you're like, oh, I'm pretty disciplined, like I'm good, like if that's what this is going to be about, I'll scroll on by. Please do, because this may not be for you. Or stay on anyway, and you may get some fabulous nuggets along the way. Because here's the thing. These results, no matter what they are, in business, in our bodies, in our families, in our relationships, they will not happen if the work doesn't happen. And the only way to ensure that the work happens is to become obsessed and excited about the process. I'm going to say that again. The only way to ensure that the work happens is to become obsessed and excited about the process. What are you working on right now that you are like, I'm gonna do it. This is it. I'm gonna write the book. I'm gonna start the podcast. I'm gonna start my own business. Like, what? I'm gonna get promoted. What is the thing that you were like, I'm doing it? I'll give you a second. Isn't that funny? I thought you were gonna reply to me. DM me. DM me what the thing is. What is the thing that you want so bad right now that you can taste it? Maybe it's booking a trip. right? Like maybe it's a goal like that, like, or you want to buy a new car, something, a house. Maybe it's something fabulous like that. What is the thing you want so bad you can taste it? Can you taste all the work that goes into it? Do you want so badly to own that house that you're willing to not buy Starbucks for a year, to invest that money to make it grow? Are you so willing to do the thing? I mean, I know you're not going to buy a house with your Starbucks money, but you know what I mean? Like, are you so willing to not splurge on fancy dinners a couple times a week, not going out a couple times a week, saying no to other things, saying no to the vacation so you can buy the house, right? Saying no to going out to eat with your friends so you can go on that vacation. Saying no to watching another episode of something on Netflix so you can send an email out to your email list and book that next client. Are you willing to do what you need to do? And not only willing, can you see yourself getting excited to do it? Can you get excited about saying no to yourself? That's a tough one. I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm all about saying yes. So I am learning how to say no to the small things so I can say yes to the big things. Or I can say hell yes when the universe brings me the big things. So here's the thing. I'm not saying that all the sexy things have to go. I love me some vision boards. I love affirmations. I love manifesting. You know that's my jam. But we can't only rely on the magic. We need the motion too. Ooh, that was a juicy one. We can't just rely on magic. We need motion. I realized that recently, that my special kind of magic only happens and only kicks in when I do. I think that was an eye-opener to me. I think my special brand of magic, if you will, gets me very far. And I'm actually like really grateful that I've tapped into it. But I think after a while, it starts to fade if I don't do the things that spark the magic and keep it going. And so that is a part of the work. So let's talk about some truth. Let's talk about the work, the not so sexy part, not so fun part. Because I mean, listen, I absolutely, absolutely love bringing in top paying clients, booking the big stages and walking red carpets. But I also love watching reruns of Bones. I love watching Big Bang Theory on my couch while eating Sour Patch Kids. But we all know that's not going to get my clients where they need to be. It's not going to get me more clients, higher paying clients, and it's not going to get me abs. I mean, Sour Patch Kids don't even have abs on the candy, so why would it give me abs? Here's what does. Here's what's going to work. Here is the not so sexy part. Here are the truth about what's going to get me to where I need to be. So if I'm thinking, when I asked you what's your thing, my thing right now is 75 hard. I'm becoming obsessed with the process, the work that goes into it. My early mornings, my planning and preparing food, of course, and the workouts. Every night I say, what's my calendar look like and when will I get my workouts in? They have to be spread apart. So it needs to be obviously inconvenient, which is like my middle name these days. And so I have to worry about things that sound so corny, about sweating. It's going to mess my hair up. And then going live, I'm going live in 20 minutes for my awesome conversations on LinkedIn, because I'm obviously recording this on a Wednesday. And I got to go do a workout. Oh my gosh, like how am I going to do a workout and then go get sweaty? So I already did the workout and now I'm doing the podcast. So my thought this morning was, shit, I'm going to be sweaty and then do live. I should do live, then get sweaty. So I have, I know it sounds corny, but this is the planning that goes into it. And I get excited about it now because I feel differently about it this time. Showing up when nobody's replying. Showing up on my email list when I say, hey, whatever, blah, 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 reply with X, Y, and Z. And if nobody does in that email, showing up for the next email. Showing up when people get off your email list. Who freaking cares? Bye. They were never going to be your clients. Moving on. engaging on LinkedIn. If you're posting and nobody's engaging, but you're engaging with them, that's all right. Keep posting. They're watching. Some of my biggest clients were those lurkers that we love so much. Yeah, those are the ones that are watching you. Keep showing up. I'm going to keep investing in myself financially with coaches, with support systems, with doctors, like whatever I need to make sure I achieve my goals. I am getting obsessed with investing in the right things to get me to where I'm going. And then at the very basic level, lacing up my sneakers, like every morning. My foot is killing me. I may need to go buy new sneakers. It's only been 3 days, people. I walk a lot though. So my thought is, if I am going to love going for walks and love working out, my feet are going to hurt, but I don't want them to like be super painful. So I need to probably go get new sneakers. Like, that's the little things that add up to end up getting us to where we need to be. So here's my thought. For the next 2 months, I will be entering a season of courting. Courting and obsession, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to be courting the work so I can end up falling in love with the work, because I know at the end of this time frame, the 2 months, the 75 days, the whatever, if I can fall in love with the work, then the results are just sure to come. It's going to be a no-brainer. I know that in my soul that I will be working my butt off to fall in love with the work, the unsexy parts of success. So in the next 2 years, I can look back and say, I did that stuff I didn't want to do because now I can live the life I get to. The life that I'm living right now, like if I fast forward and time travel 2 years in the future, and I just say two because 75 hard is kind of like two-ish months, right? A little bit more. My thought is, if I can catapult 2 years into the future. And listen, 2 years flies. It flies. So you know this 2 months is going to fly by. If I look 2 years in the future and I'm doing something fabulous, I know it's going to be because I said yes to myself and yes to falling in love with the process. I will 100% sacrifice my 2 months for the next 2 years or the next 20 years. Don't mind if I do. It'll 100% be worth it. And I think that's a question that I had to kind of answer for myself. Like, is it worth it? 100%. If it's not 100%, then what's the point? If you going on this extravagant vacation isn't worth saying no to Starbucks or, you know, whatever you're going to spend money on frivolously, if you're like, yeah, it's not worth it, then you won't end up there. And that's okay. If you want to write the book and you don't think saying no to like hanging out at night or watching TV is worth it, if you're like, no, it's not worth it, that book is not worth me not watching TV, well, then you won't write the book, and don't be surprised when you don't get the results. So I did an astrology reading with a woman named Lauren Bernard. I will put her information in the show notes. She's one of the women I went to Sedona with. And she had told me she said about a month ago, the next 3 months or so is going to be a very the way she said it was, I don't remember her wording, but it was essentially going to be a lot of work. It's going to be kind of the same, nothing magical, you know, kind of like foundational type stuff. But the next 2.5-3 years, your chart shows it's going to be ridiculous, like success, abundance, ridiculousness. And I looked at it as, okay, I'll spend the next 2 months figuring out what I'm going to do to make sure that next 2 years happens. And that's where I got, that's where I thought about 75 hard again, because I was like, what can I do in the next 2 to 3 months? Like, what's the one thing I actually need to make sure I'm super successful? And my thought was, I need to strengthen my foundations, right? Like my physical, mental, emotional, my technology. Like, I need to be able to hold space for whenever this abundance comes. I assume it's in business. So we'll see if that's what ends up happening. But my thought is, I need to be set up to hold all the success that's coming. And I need to do that with discipline and my health and all of my systems. So that's why in my head, I was like, oh, maybe I'll try 75 hard again, because that will help with my health and that will help with my discipline and my foundation. And so that's where this came from. So I will put Lauren's stuff in the show notes, because that was just one part of her reading. Because, you know, I love me all that, all the stars. I'm just 100% here for it. And so I took that as a plan. Like, that's what I want. And you know what? You don't need an astrology reading to say for the next 2 months, if I put my head down and do what I gotta do, I'll pretty much guarantee the next 2 years are gonna be amazing. Like, or at the very least, you're gonna achieve the goal that you've got on your heart. So here's how I'm really gonna do it. Of course, I'm doing 75 hard. But there's three things that I sat down and realized that I need to do in order to ensure the future, my big abundance happens and it keeps happening and keeps coming in. At least for the next 2 months, I'm going to track everything. The highs, the lows, the wins, the BS. I'm going to track it all, right? Like, by journaling, by an Excel sheet, I'm going to use Voxer, by Voxering myself and my coaches. I'm going to track everything that I'm doing, everything that I'm eating, everything that every workout I'm doing, what I'm lifting. I'm just going to track everything, how I'm feeling. I'm tracking it all, because we know information is powerful. And so once I start tracking it all, I can then do the second thing, which is connecting it all. I'm going to connect everything I'm doing to the results it's yielding. And this is just like this. I feel like this is like my corporate experience coming back, coming back to my life here. But there's something to be said about tracking with purpose and tracking with heart. And that's what I'll be doing. Tracking all the things, even my emotions, which we never did in corporate. And I'm going to start connecting it all. What am I doing and what did it yield? You know, I didn't eat gluten for 2 months and I feel fantastic. My joints feel better. I have no inflammation. I'm not bloated, blah, blah, blah. Cool. We're going to keep doing that. Or I eliminated coffee and I was tired for 6 fucking months. Like, okay, we're not going to eliminate that anymore. We're going to put that back in our life. I'm being dramatic, of course, but like, I'm tracking everything. I'm tracking with a scale, with my measurements, with my emails, my clients, cold calls, pitches, podcast interviews. I'm tracking everything, what works, what doesn't in my life, in my business, with relationships. I'm going to connect, I'm tracking it all, and then I'm connecting it all to what works and what doesn't and make decisions from there in order to only do the things that yield results that I want in my life. And then the third thing I'm going to do, and you're not going to be surprised by this, is I'm going to celebrate it all. Woo woo! Because that is what makes it stick. At least for me. And I mean, honestly, the science even says it. When you celebrate yourself and you celebrate the small wins, you build momentum and those become the big things. And then you won't need a giant 75 hard to feel proud of yourself. You'll just be proud of yourself because you woke up in the morning and you'll be excited for life every single day. So, of course, I'm doing something big at first, but in the meantime, I'll be tracking every little thing. I'll be connecting everything to the results it yields and then celebrating all the decisions I'm making, celebebrating all the ways that I've fallen in love with the process and the planning and be able to do the things that work for me to be able to continue to live the life that I'm dreaming of and make that a reality. So here's my prediction, because, you know, that's how I do sometimes. When I complete this 75 hard, which, by the way, I've named it differently in my head. Jess, my coach, my girl, had said, why don't we call it like 75 easy peasy? I was like, that's cute. I'm gonna call it 75 done, because when I know it's done, then it's done. It's done. I've already done it. It's already done. Now I'm just doing these little steps. I'm just checking the boxes, right? So when I complete the 75 done on July 4th, 2025, don't put that shit in your calendar, but that's the day I end. So if you want to help me hold myself accountable, feel free to throw that date in your calendar and hold me to it. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of messages on July 4th, 2025. But how crazy is that though, right? Like, July 4th is Independence Day for the United States. And to me, that there is some type of correlation, I'll be independent of the things that held me back, independent of the vices that used to once control me. I would now be free of the things that held me back. And that feels amazing, actually. I'm really tied to numbers and dates. And so this was kind of perfect, that where I started is where this is going to end. So here's my prediction. When I complete the 75 hard on July 4th, 2025, that will set off a chain of events that will lead me to, and now this is the thing I'm not quite sure yet. I've written it down, a couple things. When I do these amazing things, crazy things happen. 75 hard will be up there with writing the book, doing the Tough Mudders, like amazing things that I've done. And they've always yielded amazing results. And so I have a feeling that this 75 hard will yield some more amazing results. Some things I've written down that I'm open to having called in. And maybe as time progresses, I'll start to see more of this unfold. But I'm not going to hold myself so tight to what could be called in, because I have a feeling all of this can be called in. Some of the things I wrote down is my largest profit year, a celebrity client, Own Your Awesome Live. I plan on doing that this October. So hopefully that could happen. Maybe I win an award. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, maybe somebody gives me an award for something. Maybe I'm on a magazine cover. Maybe I get a TV interview. Maybe I make $1 million. Who freaking knows? Or maybe when I complete 75 hard, it sets off a chain of events that leads me to speaking on stage with someone like Oprah or Gary Vee or my spiritual coach and teacher, David Guillaume. Like, who freaking knows? But what I do know is when we only see the result, the goal takes longer or it may never happen. So I'm not going to fixate on 75 hard and being done. I'm going to fixate. I'm going to fall in love and get obsessed and excited with the process of what it's going to take to get me there. And how that then, whether it's 75 hard or whatever goal you're reaching for, when that becomes a reality, that is when we win. And that is sexy. Woo! Yes. Yes. Thank you. Oh, it feels so good. It feels different this time, friends. Like, not just a 75 hard. Like, that, I feel like that's nothing. I feel like that's done. I've already done it. What feels different is the concept of falling in love with the process. Because once you fall in love with the process, the profits just come flowing in and it becomes that much easier. Now that's sexy. All right, friends. Thank you for spending some time with me. I'm always so grateful for your messages and for your DMs. I can't wait to hear that thing you're working on. I really want to hear it. Find me on LinkedIn, DM me on Instagram, wherever. Let's connect if we're not already. Check out my website for some freebies to help you achieve your goals, MirandaVonFricken.com. And there is a whole tab for freebies, and I would love for you to take advantage of some of those. And if you feel called to work with me, I've got some spots. I've got three private coaching spots available. So these can be a 6-week sprint up to a 6-month sessions. And I'm just so excited to see which one of you say yes to claiming those spots, because I usually go pretty quick. So whether it's a strategy session or full-blown coaching program, I'm 100% here for helping you to not only fall in love with the process, but to fall in love with yourself and to fall in love with your future and make it a reality. All right, friends, until next time, keep being awesome.